It's time for the ODEC and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Giorgio, I think this is a pretty big week for you, isn't it?
It is a very big week. It's Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam Week.
Well, I brought you a little happy to honor and thank you for your work with Jub Jam.
Hmm.
It's kind of my idea, Jub Jam, and I gave it to you and said, hey, this would be a good thing for you to do.
In a roundabout way, it kind of was. I never should have told you, because now you start taking credit for Jub Jam every year.
So I bought you a little gift.
Okay.
Here it is. I hand it to you in somewhat of a package that you can now open.
Oh, new headphones!
Look at there. A brand spanking new pair of Sony MDR-7506. Professional large diaphragm headphones.
I've been meaning to go by this store of my choosing, and I haven't done it because I've been putting up with earmuff displacement.
Wait, what?
Headphones have little earmuffs on them.
Right. The padding on the earphones, and you have it displaced, so you have to manually kind of put it between your ear and the speaker.
And you just hope the pressure of the
band
holds it to my ear. Wow.
Those are brand new.
Look at these. Now, I don't know where these rank as far as good headphones.
They're like the classic, one of the classics that all radio stations use.
But of the 32 years we've done this show, I bet 28 of them have been done with these Sony-like headphones.
When we first started at the Ticket, everybody's headphones, because the station actually provided them, they were all those Sony MDR-7506s.
Plug them in here. Wow.
Look at that.
Whoa. Oh, man.
That's not him plugging them in. That was a drop.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So you're set up. So as I look across at my two best radio friends, they're both wearing headphones that I hand-selected for them in an artisanal fashion.
You're our headphone angel.
Yes.
Man, that is really nice.
From farm to table, I got those to you. Headphone angel. All right, but they may not sound the same.
Well, they don't, because they're so new that they really press up against your ear.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, you can stretch the band out a little bit.
You can bend it. Oh, they sound great. And I don't have to wrestle with the earmuff thing.
I hate it when headphone earmuffs, the black skin of it starts flaking off. And you'll like go home after the show and she'll, what's on your ear? And you got all this crazy stuff.
Mine's completely gone. It's completely gone.
That's so gross.
Plastic coating.
Hmm.
Oh. Man, I'm going to miss those. I'm going to hang on to them.
Well, yeah, you got to put them in the Jub Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You've got to display them at Jub Jam.
here's my earmuff displaced headphone.
And how many years did you have on those headphones? 10 years?
At least.
Yeah.
At least 10 years.
Okay, I'm working on my pronunciation. Okay. Amateur Valium.
Yeah, I know. I had to work on those. Amateur's not wrong.
It's wrong in other contexts.
Not when you're talking about golf.
When you're talking about golf, it's okay, I guess. It's still a little annoying. But anyway.
Well, thank you, Gordo, for the headphones.
Yes, congratulations on Jub Jam.
Thank you very much.
Every time you wear those headphones, I hope you think of me.
That's one less thing I'll worry about this week. That's great.
Okay, so I have a little fun fact here for you. There was a study that was done on movies in the UK. This is where they did the study. So they looked at the top movies for the past few years in the UK box office. And they found that movies are more likely to feature a lead actor whose name is Chris than a female lead actor over the age of 60. So this is not a character. The character's name is Chris. It's just the lead actor's name is Chris.
Chris Pine, Chris Pratt.
Yes, those guys just...
Chris Evans.
Yeah, they star in everything, it seems. But
Chris Rock.
Chris Hemsworth is another one. But Chris, let's see, Chris Pratt was the star of half of those movies, too.
Wow.
Super Mario Brothers, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and the Garfield movie.
I haven't seen any of them.
And they had, I guess there were six films in the past few years that had a lead actor named Chris, like top of the box office. And there were only one, two, three movies that featured a woman over the age of 60
as
the lead character.
What were those?
Jennifer Saunders in My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Oh, we needed two more of those.
I'm out on all of those.
I don't know that I ever saw them.
I saw the first one.
What's bad about it?
Everything.
Do women like that movie or something?
Yeah.
Is it about a friend that...
I can't even remember the premise. I just... Yeah.
It's then becomes the lover.
I think. I don't know. It's in Greece.
Hmm. Diane Keaton in The Next Chapter.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. No, that's Nia Vardalos in Book Club, The Next Chapter.
They're totally different.
And it says also starring... I guess it also stars Diane Keaton. I can't figure that out. It's very weird the way this is written. The Substance with Demi Moore, which we all saw.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
We?
Yep.
I did not see that.
Crazy movie.
Yeah, that's really creepy. And who's the young girl that's in that? You know, the young woman in that that's the daughter of somebody famous as well.
Yeah.
She's the other lead. It's Demi Moore.
It's what's her name's daughter? Andie MacDowell's daughter.
Yes. Andie MacDowell's daughter, which you loved Andie MacDowell, George.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of your...
Great actress.
One of your stalking subjects. And Freakier Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay.
How many of those we had? Is that the third one?
I think maybe only
the second.
Two, right?
Okay.
Now, the Halloween films, there were a whole bunch of those. She was in Halloween.
Hmm.
And I think they made 28 of those. Halloweenier.
<about right>. Halloweeny.
Halloweeniest. This time it's personal. Halloweenanka in 3D. This time it's even more personal than the last time.
I saw the first one.
When it was somewhat personal.
Maybe saw
I saw the first one, and I don't get it. I tried to watch it. I tried to go back a few years ago and watch all these classic horror movies that I didn't see the first time around. Because I think that one, I was way too young when it came out.
Yeah.
I think that was in the 70s, wasn't it? The original Halloween movie?
My guess is early 80s. I may be wrong on that.
And I just didn't quite understand what was so... And it's hard to judge horror movies, I think, because the movies that were
seminal...
That really were game changers in the horror genre. Their tropes have been redone over and over again afterwards because they changed so much of the way we did it. Then you go back and watch the original one, and you're going, okay, that's a trope. That's a trope. That well, they maybe weren't a trope when they originally did it.
Yeah.
So
first Halloween, 1978.
Looky there.
Good job.
Flight 78.
Yeah. I didn't see it until. The early 80s, I guess. I didn't see it in 78.
What was the scariest movie you guys think you ever saw?
That
impacted you the most? Yeah.
Yeah.
That holds up. I think The Exorcist holds up.
I guess it was it must have been Halloween 2, the first one I saw in the theater. I'd never seen a movie like that.
That scare you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes. I remember the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah,
was scary to me because I had that concept of that you can't sleep, something that you need to do.
Yeah,
and you have to fight off sleep because he'll visit you in your dreams. It's Freddy.
Yeah,
he's all burn faced and got those hands with the blades on the end of them, like a cockfighting rooster.
I'll watch scary movies, but I don't seek them out.
Nope.
Well, I do.
And I think it was those first two movie experiences, Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street, that said, no, I don't need this.
They are the roller coasters of film
yep.
for you?
Just
You just avoid them.
Yep.
But there's some really good ones. You need to watch. This is. I want both of you to sit down.
Say seven.
No,
we're gonna fight.
Did you watch Seven?
No.
Craig, you watched. Oh yeah.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
Really freaky.
Will you watch it with your significant other, George? Sit down for a date night?
No.
And just put on Seven?
No.
Just to see her reaction.
I feel like I've seen the movie.
To the, because, what's in the box?
Yeah, oh, there it is.
What's
there
in
goes.
The box?
Anytime that movie comes up, that scene comes up. So I feel like I've seen the movie.
No, you need to watch the entire series. There's five seasons of The Boys.
Oh.
It's on Amazon Prime, I think, and it's about our current day world, but there's superheroes that are in our world, and it's a great critique of our culture, while at the same time, it is absolutely the most vulgar and violent series I've ever seen in my life.
That's you saying that.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I mean, it is so gratuitous and so well done, though, and funny and disgusting and vulgar, everything they do, and the concepts are funny, and just the ridiculous scenarios that occur, the ridiculous superheroes, because there's all these different superheroes with different kinds of power. One of them has like fights crime, or basically commits crime. All these supers, they're called supers, superheroes, or soups. They're all corrupt to the core. I mean, once you're that much better and stronger than regular people, they just start losing their compassion very quickly. But one of them, like, he has an elongated ball sack that he can lasso people with and fight people with.
What? So did you help write this?
It's so over-the-top ridiculous and so well done.
Okay.
You should watch it. The Boys. Yes.
Will I make it more than one episode?
Watch it with the significant other and see how long she lasts in it, too. She may end up liking it. Yeah. But, yeah, over-the-top characters. I think you'll really enjoy it, since you love gore.
I hate gore.
Why do you hate gore? Us putting things in a lockbox. Do that thing.
So, yeah, we need more films. Are you interested in seeing films with women over the age of 60?
Sure.
Yeah, if it's a good movie.
If they're a good actress.
Care about the age.
Eh.
That's right in my demo now. You kidding me?
Eh.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I guess it is in your demo, pal. That's a tough one.
It's like our buddy Babe sent us when we're having the Ginger versus Marianne discussion. He said, hey, the age we are now, how about Mrs. Howell? And sure enough, he sent that picture. It's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
That's funny. Okay, there you go. Well, congratulations and happy job, James.
Thank you. Thank you for the headphones, Gordo.